David discussed last night about the possibilities of perhaps some fingerprints from anyone, from spirit really, in maybe some soft sand. And we also have those two wooden rings, which I know has been done before. Any possibility in future weeks we could do
Yes,
something
of
with it?
course.
Okay.
Let me tell you this, and this will be, of course, something that I mentioned to Victor previously about for a proof situation. Soft sand would be inappropriate because you could not see clear and concise prints. You need something that a print could be placed, a whole handprint, marked by words, could be placed upon. And I will go and prove this to you by placing my own handprint, made from ectoplasm, in whatever substance that you bring.
Excellent. Okay.
And doubly, to prove it to you, not only will I put my handprint in, I shall also bring an apart that belongs to me to go alongside the handprint. And I will also say this to you. Make sure that whatever substance you use, that it will be able to show prints clearly.
Thank you.
Right. Yes, William, I received an email from someone I know. The spirits he contacts, they suggested to him that in our circle, that perhaps if we could use soft clay, and someone like some volunteers, say Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, to actually put his face into this soft clay.
And of course, it is a lot more easier for us to be able to materialize via ectoplasm a hand and allow that to come into contact with an earthly substance and that of a fish and expression. Don't forget, as I have said to you, that it is very difficult for an individual to place their face within the ectoplasm quite often. Faces so contorted
right,
that it can create a distortion.
Yes.
I understand.
That makes sense, yes, of course.
I'm not even going to guess how you remember your own fingerprint, William.
Well, my friend, who says that I will be able to?
Okay, just so long as it's different to everybody else's in here, that's the point, is it not?